Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me. This is Afternoons with Harley D, and I am Harley D. What's happening? How's your day? thanks for tuning into my show. This is on radio.dominican.edu. I'd like to thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to my show. Let's get the volume right. I'm super excited to be here. It's my very first radio show, so I'm a little nervous, but you know, I'll get through it, hopefully. I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a transfer student from New Mexico, and I have been living in the Bay for 2 years, and I finally got my butt into gear and decided to finish my degree. And so I'm getting my degree here at Dominican and in communications. And so hopefully I get to use this radio show to kind of hone my chops and figure out what I want to do. I really like radio, so I hope that I will get to be good at it. In the next few months, I will be bringing you the latest updates on pop culture and news. I only have an hour, and there's so much going on in the world that I just can't really tell you everything. You got to watch the news, really. But I'm going to give you a few topics about things that I think students here at Dominican are that affect them or they might be interested in. I hope you enjoy it. I'd like to start out with my favorite topic, or maybe I guess my most useless information topic, is celebrities. They make up a huge part of our fabric in the country. Whether you like it or not, they influence almost everything we do, in everything we eat, to the clothes that we wear, to how we vote. They're a big, big part of this country. Maybe they're not the smartest people, and maybe they're not the best people to model your life after, but that's how it goes. I'm going to take a break and come back and talk to you about a few of my favorite favorite ladies, whether they're a freaking train wreck or fabulously dressed. I love them. You're listening to Afternoons with Harley D on radio.dominican.edu, and I am Harley D. Welcome back. That was the master, Bob Marley. Everybody knows him, I think. I hope so. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I am your host, Harley D, and this is my show, Afternoons with Harley D. So I'm going to get started with a woman who I've known for almost my whole entire life, Amanda Bynes. She is my age, so I pretty much grew up with her on TV, even though I didn't have cable. My friends had cable, so I got to watch all that, and I loved her. She was just awesome. And in the last couple of years, she has gone down the tube, basically. This year, she was at her apartment in New York. She got caught smoking weed in the lobby in her apartment, and a couple weeks later, after that, I think what happened was she was in her apartment again, and she threw a bong And if you don't know what that is, it's something to smoke weed out of. The only reason I know this is because of Amanda Bynes. I'm not even kidding you. She threw that bong out of her like 13-story apartment window, and those things are kind of big, apparently. So they could really like hurt somebody if flying, you know, 13 stories down. It's not you know, a little dangerous. But she got arrested for that and for being, you know, probably disorderly conduct, something like that. And she has been at the UCLA Medical Center for the last 3 months. Her family put her into psychiatric treatment because she was acting crazy, and her family didn't like it, and her friends didn't like it. And you can't be throwing things out the window. People don't like that. But so she was put into psychiatric care at UCLA, probably one of the best medical centers in the country. So she's under good hands. But this morning, her family, who has, I think it's called conservatorship over her because she has been deemed unfit to stand trial. Her family went to went to represent her for her trial today. And they moved her at the trial. They mentioned that they had moved her to an undivulged rehab center. And a lot of people think it's somewhere in Malibu because, you know, you can't get healthy without being right by the beach if you're super, super rich. But she was she's been there, and she was sentenced to 1 year to 18 months in rehab. That's a long time, especially for somebody who really needs psychiatric help, not a rehab center. That's my opinion about that. I think it's kind of crazy that they sent her to somewhere that, in the news report that I was reading, they sent her somewhere that doesn't have a psychiatric facility. And obviously this girl doesn't have like huge, I mean, she's not a huge partier. I've never seen her out partying as much as any, like the next celebrity, like Paris Hilton or anybody who probably could use a little few days in rehab. But they put her in this rehab. So the judge, like I said, had determined her unfit to stand trial. So she's going to be hanging out in there. Well, I hope she gets better because I really like her and she's funny and she's a cute lady. Next girl I'm going to talk about is Kaylee Cuoco. If you don't know who she is, she's an actress on TV. She was on 8 Simple Rules for Dating My Teenage Daughter a couple years ago until the star of the show died, and I'm forgetting his name. I think it was John Ritter, but that might be wrong. He died. So the show was canceled, sadly. But she is now on one of my favorite shows in the whole world. I literally watch reruns after reruns after reruns of the show, The Big Bang. Love that show. I can't get enough of that show. But she's on that show, and she just announced that she's engaged to a tennis pro named Ryan Sweeting. I have no idea who he is, but he's pretty cute. he got her a 2.7 carat diamond ring, and that diamond is as big as her thumb. It's huge. So that's exciting. I'm super happy for her. And then in other Big Bang news, Jim Parsons, the star of the show, he's the kind of weird, kooky, nerdy dude, Sheldon Cooper. He won an Emmy last week for his role. It's his second Emmy for the show. So good for him. That's exciting. Let's talk about another girl, you know, Khloe Kardashian. I love the Kardashians. I might be the only person in the world, maybe, I don't know, but I love them. They're fabulous. I wish I could be them. Maybe not as annoying as they are, but you know, I wish I could have their life. but Khloe Kardashian has been married to her husband, Lamar Odom, for 4 years on the 27th of September. So 3 days ago, they were married. They met and were married in 3 months. So that's crazy. But, you know, when you have enough money, you can do whatever you want. So their 4-month anniversary was 3 days ago, and they're still battling rumors that they're going to get divorced. Lamar has been, he got a DWI, and then he was sentenced, or I'm sorry, there are allegations coming out that he was smoking crack, which has never been confirmed or denied by him, but It is what it is. And Chloe threw him out of the house actually a couple months ago, or actually, I'm sorry, a month ago. She said, if you don't straighten up, you're out. And he went out. I don't know why you'd want to leave your wife instead of being a crackhead, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. Lamar was supposed to appear in court on their four-year anniversary. His lawyer appeared for him, but he was there trying to trying to figure out his sentencing for the DWI that he is being convicted for. TMZ, which is a paparazzi, we'll call them like high paparazzi. They full on jump out of the bushes and try to take pictures of celebrities and are really annoying, but they also have a show that's kind of funny. So they're kind of I don't know. I have mixed feelings about TMZ, but anyways, TMZ reported this week that Lamar spent over $100,000 for a 4-year anniversary gift and getaway for Chloe. So I'm hoping that works. I follow Chloe on Instagram because I love her so much, and she is, I feel kind of bad for her. She always posts like really cryptic messages, like she wants to, like, obviously she can't say everything that she's thinking because she's a celebrity, and if you're under a microscope, it's better just to not say anything probably, but she always has these kind of like sad messages that you can kind of, I don't know, I feel bad for her, you know, like even though she has all these things, her and her husband are having a lot of problems. But her mother is also having a few problems with her husband, Bruce Jenner. If you ever watch the show Keeping Up with the Kardashians, to me, the Kris Jenner and Bruce Jenner, they seem like more of a business partnership. They don't seem like they actually are even into a relationship at all. I think even in the show, they admit that they sleep in separate rooms, which is crazy. But they have a big enough house, so it really doesn't matter. But she was seen this weekend. She was seen this weekend without her wedding ring around Malibu. So that sparked a lot of controversy about the fact that she might be, you know, on the rocks with her husband. I highly doubt that they'll get a divorce because she and her family make so much money off of the whole idea of a happy Armenian family that just are crazy and get to do whatever they want because they have all this money. So I highly doubt that they'll ever get a divorce. But, you know, it is what it is. So that's it for the celebrities, I think. Yeah, well, maybe I'll talk about it a little bit more, but I'm going to take a little bit of a break. You're listening to my show, Afternoons with Harley D, on radio.dominican.edu. I am Harley D.
This next song I'd like to do is written by our brother Gaylord Holomalia. And when I recorded this song, the song made me think about, you know, because this guy's going mainland and, you know, well, actually we go to America, went up there. It's been a lot of places, seen, you know, seen plenty of stuff. But, you know, realize what we get home here until we go far away. And this song, everybody can relate to when your loved one go away and, you know, Of course, you hear them yelling at you all day, but you know what? When they fall, you miss them. So this song goes out to each and every one of you that travel far and never take home for granted.
Hello, hello, and we're back. This is Afternoons with Harley D, and I am Harley D, and you're listening to radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to continue with a little bit more celebrity, because I was just thinking about something, about another Kardashian person, because, you know, they're just all over the spectrum. Who is that? Kim Kardashian, that's her name. How could I forget her? So her and Kanye West just had a baby 4 months ago. And it was probably they were born on the same, or her baby, Northwest. Don't get me started on that. But her baby was born on the same day as Duke and Duchess of Cambridge, Kate Middleton and Prince William. Their babies were born on the same day. So it's kind of ironic because the Kardashians are somewhat like royalty here in America. And the, obviously Prince William and his wife are crowned royalty. They actually are respectable royalty, I guess. They're somebody to follow your life after a little bit more. But Kim Kardashian, 4 months after giving birth to her daughter, was spotted in Paris on Sunday night, along with her boyfriend, Kanye. They're not married yet. I highly doubt that they are going to get married. But, you know, she looked good. She looked real good. She's a pretty lady. The report I'm reading right now is she wore this really cute peplum. If you don't know what that is, it's a style of dress. Need to know these things. A peplum dress with a high slit. you know, to accentuate her post-baby curves. She has curves anyway, so I don't know why she needs to accentuate anything else. But that's, they both wore black, and you know, they were there to see a Givenchy spring summer fashion show. They're both fashion. They like fashion. I don't even know how else to say it. They dress really crazy sometimes. So they were there looking at the show, you know, hanging out. Amid this whole thing, Kanye West is kind of he's a good rapper. He makes good music and he has a lot to say, but he is kind of a jerk. In the last couple of weeks since his daughter's born, he has already gotten charges have been filed against him because he's attacked paparazzi. And obviously you can't attack somebody, but it is really probably annoying when you have somebody taking pictures in your face, like right up in your face. Like, that is such a violation of privacy. I might hit somebody too, but that's, I probably wouldn't, just considering I have no money to defend myself and he has all the money in the world. But he and Jimmy Kimmel, the comedian who has a show on ABC, I think, they've been battling over Twitter. You know, the Twitter. I don't have a Twitter, but I think I get enough Twitter updates on the news to not have a Twitter. I don't think I have enough to say I have too much to say. 140 characters is not enough for me. I would get, that's nothing. I don't even know what to say about that. But so they've been ranting and raving on Twitter, which, by the way, is crazy. Why would you fight with somebody on media, like on social media? Like, why don't you actually talk to the person? I think a lot of times that when celebrities do this, they are trying to get press. I think that's probably the only way to put it. But they basically have been battling back and forth. Jimmy Kimmel did a bit on his show about Kanye, and I guess some people thought it was lame and very unfunny. And Kanye apparently took it a little bit too seriously, and he said that the number one rock star, oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy Kimmel responded to him getting a little mad by saying how Kanye says he's the number one rock star on the planet, whatever planet he's on. So Jimmy Kimmel's just, you know, digging it to him. But he's referring to what Kanye said. Kanye said in an interview, rap is the new rock and roll. We the rock stars, and I'm the biggest of them all. I think Jay-Z is the biggest of them all, but that's my opinion. Jay-Z definitely has a lot more albums, definitely has a lot bigger business, definitely has a hotter wife. Just kidding. I don't think Kanye, well, that's a Kanye style to go off and saying how great he is. That's how he is. He's a very arrogant person, but he should be arrogant. He has a lot. He knows a lot, and he can rap your face off, and he makes really good beats. So, I mean, it is what it is. But so that's, you know, that's a little update on the Kardashians. Maybe I'll just do Kardashians update every week. That'd be pretty fun. There's always something going on. Someone spending hundreds of thousands of dollars, or getting in a fight, or having a baby. they're all over the map. But with that, I am going to take one more break, and I'm going to come back with you and talk about some news in the U.S. The government shutdown with the healthcare law and all that. It's pretty, I don't know if it's frightening, but you know, it's something that we should all know about as Americans. So I'm going to come back. You're listening to Harley D. And this is my show, Afternoons with Harley D, on radio.dominican.edu.
Lately, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs, seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. Makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Watch it burn. Oh, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold, I'm just doing what we're told. And I feel something so wrong, doing the right thing. I could lie, could lie, could lie. Everything that drowns me makes me wanna fly. Hey, I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard, said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Makes me feel alive.
And we're back. Hello. Hi. It's about 3:30, a little bit right before, but it's 3:30 on a Monday morning, afternoon, whatever you think it is. I'm Harley D, and this is Afternoons with Harley D on radio.dominican.edu. So like I said before, I wanted to talk about the government shutdown, which is pretty much looming within hours. And the government's supposed to shut down 12:01 a.m. Tuesday morning, tomorrow morning, if the Senate doesn't come to an agreement. And obviously it doesn't look like they will. They've been fighting for months and months and months, and they're never going to get an agreement. What they're fighting over is legislation that is going, it's a funding legislation, and they are, basically the Republicans are wanting to defund Obamacare, and of course the Democrats don't, and of course the Senate being the way it is won't come to the table and actually negotiate. They are basically high school girls fighting across the lines in the Senate, and they are arguing over just because, like, they're basically saying, if you don't do this, we won't do this. If we won't do this, you won't do this. And I mean, as a model of how people should negotiate and be, and how a government should be run, they are not an example. It is absolutely embarrassment to be an American right now, in my opinion. That's totally my opinion. It's just ridiculous. They're basically, the government's going to shut down because Congress has one key duty laid out in the Constitution. It's to pass spending bills that fund the government. And if it doesn't, the functions of the government just shut down. So things like paying the military, paying the military. Let's just talk about that. They're not going to pay the military after tomorrow. Starting small business loans, that's going to stop. Passport renewals or processing, you're not going to be able to fly out of the country. You're not going to be able to get a passport anytime soon if the government shuts down. But things that will keep going are, you know, trash. You'll get your Social Security and welfare checks if you have one. The government doesn't just shut down. It's not like the lights turn off in every government building and that's it. Basic things that we need, like I said, like trash, stuff like that. That'll still happening. But what I think is crazy is that the military won't get paid. I mean, they fight for our country and they spend most of their lives either tormented by what they did or having to work for the government for the rest of their life. And they're not going to get paid. But the Senate, the Congress, and President Obama will get paid because it's fund. It's classified as basically it has to be done. I can't even think of the word right now, which is crazy. I think it's absolutely insane. I think that if the Senate and the Congress can't come to a decision, then they should get their pay should be defaulted. They shouldn't have to. We shouldn't have to deal with this. And so the House Republicans insist on this bill that includes anti-Obamacare amendments. And if you don't know, the Obamacare is actually known as the Affordable Care Act. And it is it's basically universal health care for the United States. Health care in this country has become a huge problem because many, many people who sometimes have health care or have a lot of money still go into massive amounts of debt and have to declare bankruptcy because of they get into a car accident. They something happens. They break their femur. They fall off a ladder and they can't pay for their bills. Medical care is ridiculously expensive if you don't have health insurance. Up until I started at Dominican, I didn't have health insurance either. And I, honest to God, lived every day being like, I hope I don't break a bone. I hope I don't fall. If you know me, I'm very accident prone. So I was, it's a very valid thought for me. the anti-Obamacare amendments, the healthcare law isn't directly tied to funding the government, but it's being used as a bargaining chip. Republicans like Senator Ted Cruz, who last week did a record 21-hour filibuster. Well, it's not; it wasn't really a filibuster, but that's not what they called it. But it basically was. He basically tried to stop voting to happen, which he ended up voting for to actually have the discussion about the Obamacare. So he voted for it, but he stood up and wasted our tax dollars for 21 hours reading Green Eggs and Ham and everything else that he could think of to talk about for 21 hours. I only have an hour. I don't know what 21 hours would be like. I couldn't think about that. But the Republicans are the main objectors to Obamacare. And it requires all Americans to have health insurance. And if you don't, you have to pay a fine every year. The first 2 years, it's either 1% of your income or a $95 a year fee. And then in 2016, it's going to jump up to $695 a person per year or 25% of your income. It's insane. But you pretty much should probably get healthcare. You can either do privatized healthcare like a Kaiser or Sutter Health or whatever, or you can get the, there's a hotline you can call starting tomorrow morning, because that's when the healthcare law is to be put into effect. October 1st, 2013 is when universal healthcare is going to go into effect. And so tomorrow you'll be able to call a 1-800 number and shop insurance basically. Opponents of the Obamacare say it's going to hurt employees and it's going to, it's basically going, they're saying that it's going to bankrupt employees, which, I don't really know if that's going to happen because you lose time when someone's hurt and can't come to work. You lose money not having them there. You lose money, by not having a full team of employees. So I do understand how it's going to be too expensive, or it could be potentially be very expensive for employers, but maybe they might have to not put so much money in their pockets. I don't know. But of course, the Democrats have a defense, and they say the law will expand across to healthcare and help rein in the rising cost of coverage. And as you all know, a trip to the emergency room without health insurance could easily go within 40 minutes of even sitting in a chair, easily go up to $100,000. It's insane. I've stayed in the hospital before, and I was there for 40 minutes getting stitches in my legs, and the bill was $500,000. Luckily, it happened at work, so I had workman's comp fill it, my work paid for it, so luckily I'm not in debt up to my ears, and I'd probably be crazy right now. It's just crazy in debt, because that would just freak me out. So over the weekend, that Republican, what I had mentioned earlier about Republican Ted Cruz, he had tried to put a stoppage to a voting. He tried to stop the passing of two spending bill amendments on Sunday morning, one that would delay Obamacare for a year and one that would repeal the Obamacare's medical tax device. I didn't really do any research about the medical tax device, but I want to actually find out about that. The bill goes, and of course, it went back to the Senate, where Democrats who control the chamber have consistently said any changes to Obamacare would be a deal killer. So if the Republicans put anything in like that, they're going to say no. And the Senate is controlled by the Democrats. So the American people will not be extorted by Tea Party anarchists, Democrat Harry Reid said the other day. I think that the Tea Party has had a huge impact on this government in the last couple of years. It's a newly funded, privately funded, well, I shouldn't say that. It's a new group in the Republicans, and they are very, I don't know. In my opinion, they're very extreme in their thinking. They just aren't really for the, I don't feel that they're for the greater good. I think they're there to help their friends get rich. And they're not really here to help anybody else, but that's just my opinion. So tomorrow morning, when the bill, when nothing is when nobody agrees to anything, more than 3.3 million government workers that are deemed essential will keep working, but the other 783,000 government employees will sit at home. They won't get paid just because the government, again, can't decide. But again, the Senate and the Congress and Obama are still getting paid. It's awful. I think it's it just makes me so mad. Hopefully this won't, to the economy, depending on how long it lasts, hopefully it won't be that bad. If the shutdown is only a couple weeks, it's probably not going to affect us that bad. But if it's more than a few months, maybe we can see a huge dip in our economy again. And we were just starting to get back on our feet. But I wanted to bring up a topic about the country Belgium. They had a government. This happened to them. They had no government for 289 days back in 2010. And during that whole entire time, this lasted, they actually had no government, for 589 days, but during that time, the economy started growing, exports were up, they were actually a fulfilling country, maybe we could handle this, I don't know, maybe we could, maybe we couldn't, but I just think that it's absolutely ridiculous about what the little girls of the Senate are doing. And by girls, I mean the men in suits that don't even know how to negotiate. I know how to negotiate better than they do. I feel like I could do their job right now, even though I don't know a whole lot about law. but, you know, so that's something to look out for. I mean, we'll probably hear about it tomorrow, obviously. If I could probably look on the computer right now, I'd probably find out a little bit more. But I'm not going to do that because it's just going to... too much information for me right now. and then the other part of the government shutdown is the debt ceiling. The Republicans want to raise the debt ceiling. The debt ceiling right now is at $16.699 trillion in debt. We owe other people that much money. And in America, if you owe money, you don't get any more credit. So I don't see why the government thinks that they can do this. They're spending our tax dollars and I think it's ridiculous. It's just, I'm just going to tell you right now, I just think it's absolutely insane that we are electing these officials and they are not doing their job and they're still getting paid. And yet we are the ones suffering. But in other news, I wanted to talk a little bit about something that happened this week on Friday. It's really, really sad. Some more Dodgers-Giants violence. There was a guy named Jonathan Denver. He got into a fight with a group of people, apparently, and one of them stabbed Jonathan Denver to death. And he was 24. He's from Fort Bragg, and he died almost immediately after being stabbed. It happened outside of a nightclub after the Giants game, after they won over the Dodgers. And it happened on 3rd and Stillman Streets. Police detained a 21-year-old Giants fan, Michael Montgomery of Lodi, after the incident, but he was released Friday evening without being charged. Montgomery's parents have maintained in separate media interviews that their son stabbed Denver in self-defense. And of course, John Denver's family is furious about this, that nobody knows what happened except for the few people that were there. And, the Denver family is just going, they're coming on the record as furious about how their son is being portrayed in the media. Right off the bat, it only happened a few days ago. And they really can't really draw any conclusions right now. But so he was detained, let go. The DA declined to press charges on him because they didn't have lack of evidence. On the Giants game yesterday, the last game of the season, because they didn't do too well this year. But they, after their last game, the Montgomerys pleaded to the media for somebody to come out and give a video or something or some information to help them, because they're completely lost. They just lost their son out of nowhere and they need help. And the only way to help that is to have a witness. And there are no witnesses that are coming forward at this time. But the father believes that somebody took a video. He's not saying why, but he believes that somebody took a video on their cell phone and has it, and he wants to see it. Of course he does. I don't know if he actually wants to see the video. I don't know if I can see that, but he wants to give it to police. He wants police to have it. So, you know, and then this also comes after the Brian Stowe thing. He was seen at the game last night, and he's doing a lot better. In 2010, he was severely beaten, almost within inches of death. So he has traumatic brain injury from just having someone beat him up at the Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium in 2010. He's doing better. He's still not, obviously, he's not fully recovered. I don't know if you can ever recover from a traumatic brain injury, but he is doing better. And it just draws light on the fact that there's, like, the Dodgers and Giants fans just have so much, they just hate each other, and they have gotten way too physical. Like, it doesn't need to be like that. You can sit next to somebody, even though you hate you hate each other's teams. You don't have to kill somebody or hurt them because of it. You don't have to kill them because they like a certain team. I mean, the Dodgers suck anyways. Why do you want them? Their team's bankrupt. But during that game, during the game on Friday, Brian Wilson, who used to play for the Giants, he was the closer for the Giants for the last couple years, and he was on the disabled list because he had to have surgery in his elbow. It's something called Tommy John's surgery, and it basically replaces ligaments in your arm, so you come back with like superhuman strength. Your arm like basically can snap back, and it's better than ever. And he, instead of going back to the Giants, was signed with the Dodgers. And if you talk to any Giants fans out there, I think they literally are plotting his death. He is, they probably have voodoo dolls in their house for him. But he displayed a little bit lack of attitude. He went up to the CEO, what was his name? Barry something or other. La, 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 la. I don't know. His name's Barry something. and oh, sorry, Larry Bower. He went up to Larry on the during the game in front of a whole entire stadium at AT&T Park, and he said something and acted, and you could tell from far away that Brian was obviously pissed. He was very agitated, and he went up to Larry, said something, and then pointed and walked off. And it was later determined that he wanted his ring back, or his World Series ring from last year when they won. By the way, Brian Wilson barely played last year. He was out. He was injured. So he wasn't even – he was part of the team, but he wasn't a contributing member to the team. Apparently, Larry Bower – or Bayer, sorry. He tried to get in contact with Wilson and tried to give him his ring back, but Wilson never commented or never got back to him. And then all of a sudden he comes out like guns blazing, wanting his ring back. And of course, Larry, he arranged to have Brian's ring. So he got his ring. He has his ring. He's happy about that. But Brian said in a statement to the LA Times, "I handled it. It's of no one's concern." And obviously, if you do it that publicly, I just think that, first of all, makes you look like a donkey butt. But it also, it's bringing feelings and emotions to fans who are watching this, that feelings that don't need to be there. There's already problems and animosity towards each other. They don't need to be having players and CEOs arguing over a ring that he barely even earned. But that's... I don't know, that's what that is. I'm going to take a quick break, and I will come back. You're listening to Afternoons with Harley D, and I'm Harley D on radio.dominican.edu. And we're back. Hello, hello. This is Afternoons with Harley D, and I'm Harley D. You're listening to radio.dominican.edu, and I thank you for tuning in. We really appreciate it over here at Penguin Radio. We need all the radio ship or listenership we can get. I'm really enjoying this. It's really, really fun. I wanted to talk about, you know, some Bay Area sports, as I was talking about earlier, but maybe give you some information on some games that happened this weekend. The Raiders, the Oakland Raiders, they played in Oakland yesterday against the Washington Redskins. And the Redskins have a quarterback named Robert Griffin III, RG3. This is his second year. He was straight out of Baylor. I think he won the Heisman Trophy, I'm pretty sure. But he got drafted to the Redskins, and he was hurt in his first year. So he has come back. He's playing. There's been a lot of information in the media about him and Mike Shanahan, who basically Robert Griffin has not really said, but I think he's implied that he doesn't feel a whole lot of trust with his coach because Mike Shanahan didn't pull him out when he should have been pulled out, and he in turn I think he tore his ACL or something in a tackle, and so through the coaching player relationship, a lot of times that trust needs to be built with coaches because they your coach is your protector, and yes, he's your boss, but he also should feel like he has your best interest at heart, and he didn't. So anyways, the Redskins won, but it wasn't that great of a win. The Raiders were up almost the whole entire game. And then they lost, but that sucks. The Raiders didn't have their quarterback, Terrell Pryor, who's from Ohio State. They didn't have him because last weekend, he was injured he had a concussion in a sack or something like that. I can't really remember. He was cleared to play during the week, but after they said he was exhibiting signs again of a concussion. So with all the news in the media about concussions, the NFL is really coming out about trying to protect their players and not have them have such a short lifespan. A lot of players in the last couple of years have died really, really young, and a couple of them have committed suicide, and they really think that it was because of the repeated injuries to their head. And I think that getting hit in your head plenty of times by a 300-pound linebacker probably hurt you a little bit, and it would probably mess up your brain chemistry a little bit. I almost guarantee it. And so a couple players actually did commit suicide, and one even, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he even wrote in a note that he shot himself in the heart so he could have his brain studied, because he knew something was wrong. He knew it. I'm going off topic. But so Terrell Pryor was out, and Matt Flynn was in. He's a lifelong backup quarterback. I guess there could be worse jobs in the NFL. You don't even have to play that much. You just have to play when somebody's injured. You still get paid. but they lost. The Raiders lost with their backup quarterback, even though he carried them pretty well. I thought the game was pretty good. It was looking pretty good. And Raiders fans, I know, where I work at a bar here in the Bay, and everybody was really rooting them on. It was pretty depressing when they lost. A lot of sad faces in my bar. But on other news, the Niners, they came back and actually won their game after a two-game losing streak, which apparently is Jim Harbaugh, their head coach, that never happened in his coaching career at the Niners. Kaepernick, who is his baby, his new baby, because Alex Smith, he traded his old baby for Kaepernick. He traded his old baby, Alex Smith, to the Chiefs. And Harbaugh did that. And Kaepernick pulled it out. Well, I mean, it wasn't the greatest win because they lost to the Colts a week before that. And the Colts are not that good of a team right now. They're not, they used to be good with Peyton Manning, but now they have Andrew Luck, who is he's not a rookie, but he's new. So he doesn't have as much experience as Peyton Manning. But they lost. They won to the Rams. The Niners won to the Rams. We were talking about it on Friday with DJ Chops. I don't know. I didn't really think it was that great of a win. It should have been done. And just because they won shouldn't have been celebrated. They really weren't doing what they need to do. But, hopefully they'll get their stuff together and they will actually maybe win a Super Bowl, because they came so close last year. Just so close. but that, I think, will do it today for me. I will enjoy this so much. It's very, very fun. I like talking to a mic. But thank you for listening to my show. It's Afternoons with Harley D on radio.dominican.edu. Thank you for your time.